Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your laws endure to this day. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Comes from Psalms 119. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. At Psalms 1:1-2. Welcome to this week's program of Moments of Inspiration. We uphold the Bible as God's holy word. We believe it was written by men who were inspired of God. Every program is centered around sharing a teaching, a principle, or an application of God's word to establish faith in its truths. From cover to cover, the Bible has a great deal of wisdom to provide for mankind while we live here on earth. It will enhance every good and right relationship between people if followed faithfully. Today we invite you to hear a small portion of God's wisdom from the Bible. The psalmist expressed how valuable God's word was to him by writing, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." That's Psalms 19:7-11. We pray that you also know the word of God to be so valuable.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy, wonderful joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and made. Since I met this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him.
To praise him,
I'll shout while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me. He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me.
The Apostle Peter wrote to Christ's followers to remind all believers of the truth that God's Word was written and was preserved so that we will have it to guide us into eternal life. Let me read the Apostle's words from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 12. I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them, and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty, for He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, we must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Placing a trust in the Bible is to lead us into a saved relationship with the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. The ultimate message is that we are created in God's image, which God seeks to share the eternal paradise being prepared by the Lord for every disciple. God's divine love for His creation has brought salvation to all those who come in faith to honor Jesus as God's Son and to obey Him as Lord. On one occasion, Jesus was revealing His coming into this world to be the bread of life, or the manna from heaven. And this was an illustration of His providing the spiritual bread that would save mankind. Many of those who first heard His teaching turned away from following the Lord that day. And Jesus turned and asked His chosen apostles if they were going to go away also. And they replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." They knew Jesus to be God's Son. They had come to place their faith in Him as the Messiah, and they were willing to follow Him. The Bible reveals God's great creation, mankind's sin, and the need to be redeemed. God's grace has been made available by Christ entering into the creation and giving His life as the sacrifice for sinners. The hope and the promise of salvation is to be found in only Jesus. When the apostles began teaching in Jerusalem that Jesus was the crucified and risen Christ, they were threatened. They were commanded to never speak in the name of Jesus. But these men obeyed Christ and the truth that they knew. Their reply was, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. We must obey God rather than men. That's Acts 4:12 and 4:29. The Bible is God speaking to us. It serves as our guide for our lives in the path of righteousness. And so we present to you this day the Bible as the source for you, for everyone, to know your Creator and Redeemer.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny. 'Twas the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. Even in death he remembered the thief hanging by his side. He spoke with love and compassion. Then he took him to paradise.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.